What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. Now, before we go ahead and get started, I want to go ahead and tell you guys about Disrupt Week. Now, Disrupt Week is an amazing, amazing event. It's a week-long, yes, you heard me right, a week-long networking entrepreneurship-based event in San Juan, Puerto Rico. My God, you want to go network with somebody? Go network in paradise. Network in San Juan, Puerto Rico. From October 19th to October 26th, Disrupt and Build Your Empire are hosting this event, Disrupt Week, to help bring 50-plus speakers and 500-plus attendees together to network and make the world a better place. Now, if you want to come to this event and listen from speakers like Anthony Delgado, Chris Delgado, Casey Adams, John Malott, Alex Quinn, Sam Bakhtiar, Stephen Campolo, the list goes on and on and on and on. If you want to hear from people like this, go ahead and hit me up in my DMs on Instagram at @Chase_Henderfit. Let's go to Puerto Rico, baby. Let's make it happen. Now, that's it for that. Let's continue on with the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. Today is another solo episode with yours truly, your host, Chase Henderfit. And today, we're going to be talking about something that's a little bit, not so much controversial, but, you know, a lot of what I put out on social media and what I put on these podcasts is I promote a lot of positivity and optimism. And what I'm about to say is going to sound very negative at first, but bear with me, there is a positive ending to the lesson that I want to teach today. And it really goes along the lines of, like, you know, something I've really struggled with growing up was just I really cared what other people thought about me, like, to an extreme. I mean, I would make sure I was wearing the clothes that made me look cool. I made sure I played the sports that made me look cool, except football. I couldn't play football because I almost broke my neck the day before tryouts, but that was a whole story for another day. But, you know, I tried to make sure I always wanted to be one of the popular kids because I want people to think, you know, that I was cool. And you know, I was very concerned with what other people thought about me. And it wasn't until I heard this, philosophy of sorts, or this principle, that it really changed my perception on just about everything that I had thought of myself growing up for the past 22 years, going on 23 in December. Jordan year, baby. But what I'm about to tell you, it's going to sound really negative. You're going to sit here and go, oh, Chase, wow, that's not like you at all. But, you know, bear with me, though. And it's something that goes along the lines of this. Nobody cares about you. No one cares about you. Nobody cares what you've done. Nobody cares what you're doing. And nobody cares where you're going to do. Where you're going or what you're going to do. And when I first heard that, too, I was like, whoa, that's not right. I have parents that care about me very much. My brother cares about me very much. I have friends that really care about me and colleagues that really care about me. That's bullshit. There's no way. But nobody truly cares about you 100% of the time. And here's what I mean by that. So, you know, you can emotionally care for somebody. I'm not saying that people don't emotionally care for people. It's that, you know, a lot of my upbringing is very representative to a large majority of the population, in that we all, to an extent, really care about what other people think about us. We want to make sure we don't say anything that's going to get us in trouble. We all make sure that we don't do anything that's going to get us in trouble. We all make sure that we wear socially acceptable clothes in hopes that people will think that we look good or we don't look weird or whatever. You know, and there's a lot of people who don't go after their dreams because they're afraid of what other people are going to say about them if they do go after their dreams. This was something that I was, you know, very attached onto. You know, a lot of college life and, you know, going to a party school and being a fraternity, a lot of the image was like, I thought I had to be this huge frat star. So I was just drowning myself in alcohol all the time, which ended up leading to a lot of very negative things in my life. You know, failing classes, getting stupid overweight, losing my girlfriend at the time. There's a lot of bad things that happened to me, and it was due to that, but I still continued to drink constantly because it was the cool thing to do. I go to a party school. If I didn't drink, I would look weird. And I'd seen people who were like sober and people would make fun of them. It's like, I didn't want to be the one of those people that got made fun of. And, you know, a lot of what I wanted to do with my life, I was very scared to tell people. You know, because I've always wanted to be in the fitness world in one way or another. And, you know, start my own business because I've just got the entrepreneurial itch. I got it from my dad. But I was very afraid to put either one of those things as to like a real world situation. So I always told people, oh yeah, I'm going down the medical route and I'm going to be a doctor or I'm going to be a PA, PT, whatever. Because that sounded impressive to people. But here's the thing. Now that I've gone down the route that I want to go down with my online training and my podcast and all the things I put on social media, I've realized something. You know, even when I was going down the path of going, you know, medical, doing this, this, and that, I got a lot of people who supported me. And they thought, oh, that's amazing. That, you know, keep going. You got this. You know, I go out partying and be like, oh, yeah, you're an animal. Go for it. And then I would still get people going, ah, dude, you gotta chill out on the drinking. Like, you gotta calm down. Or, you know, maybe the career path is like, oh, man, do you really want to do that? Like, you got to think about it. You know, I had both sides of the spectrum. And then when I jumped ship and I started focusing more on myself and the things that I wanted to do, I got the same thing. I had people coming to me going, hey, man, I really respect the hustle. I really respect the fact that, you know, you're doing the things that you want to do. That's awesome. Keep going. Or I'd get people going like, yo, Hinderfit, motivate me, bro. Motivate me, man. You know, like just kind of making fun of me. And then I even had people sit me down face to face and look me in the eye and go, you need to get your head out of the clouds and get a real job. Think about a real future and not this fantasy world that you've got going on. Again, both sides of the spectrum. And what I realized through all of that, because in the beginning I thought everybody was always thinking about what I wanted, you know, thinking about me all the time and judging me all the time. And now that I'm doing something completely different, I realize that's not the case. All these times where people were coming up to me and either supporting me or they were putting me down, these were 1% periods in time. This was 1% of the time. Not only was it 1% of my time that was being used for people to talk to me, but it was 1% of their time as well. And guess what the other 99% of another person's time is, whether they're supporting you or they're hating on you. They're thinking about themselves. They're also thinking, does this shirt look weird? Do I smell all right? Does that person think I'm cute? Do they think I'm ugly? I don't want to say anything that's going to offend anybody. That's what they're thinking 99% of the time. And that 1% of the time, they'll say something to you. And then they go right back to thinking about themselves. So this is something I realized. It didn't matter what I did. People would always either support me or they would hate on me. And it was only really 1% of the time. The other 99% of the time, I could either use that to focus on what would be the next thing that somebody would say to me and what their opinions were about me, or I could go do something that I wanted to do. I could go build my skills. I could go read a book a day. I could go make a podcast. I could go, you know, fulfill my fitness dreams and start that online training company. I could do anything that I wanted to do. It didn't matter because no one cared. No one cared about me. No one cared about me to an extent to where they were on me 24/7. It was always these little 1% moments in time where they had an opinion about me. And it didn't matter what I did, they would either support me or they would hate on me. It didn't matter. So that's what I want to portray to you today. And this is where I found the positivity from the statement that I gave earlier. No one cares about you. Nobody cares what you've done. Nobody cares what you're doing. And nobody cares what you're going to do. Because no matter what, you're always going to have haters. And you're always going to have supporters. But now it all comes down to you. Are you going to become one of your own haters? And think that those 1% moments are 99% of the time? Or are you going to become one of your own supporters? And realize that those 1% moments are just 1%. And that you can use the 99% of the rest of the time to develop the life that you were meant to live. You decide. So I hope y'all enjoyed this little short episode today. I really just, this is something that I've been telling people left and right recently because it's really been prevalent for a lot of people. And I know it was really, really, it hit home for me big time. And no, I knew if it hit home for me, it would hit home for somebody else too. So I knew I had to put that message out there. So remember, you decide your own, you write your own story. Nobody really cares what you're doing. So might as well do what you want to do. If you ever have any sort of questions, fitness, business, or anything else, please DM me on Instagram at Chase_HenderFit. And until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy. Peace.